Hey, Mom, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you teach me a thing or two? You just let me go out into the world. You never thought to share what you knew. So I walked under a bus. I got hit by a train.
G'day, I'm Paul Macon. It is Wednesday night. It's time for our music special. Every single Wednesday night around this time, we do a music special here on Fab FM. And that can be a local artist, an Australian artist, international artist. It could be a performer that's no longer with us. Or somebody that's just starting out on their musical journey. We don't care. We just want to bring this wonderful, wonderful music to you. And the body of work of some of these amazing performers. Well, Bachelor Girl was one of the biggest and most loved Australian bands of the 90s and early 2000s. Standing out with their exceptional songwriting and Tanya Doko's warm and powerful vocals. She's an amazing singer, great singer. In 2004, they suddenly split up. Now, they weren't together romantically, they were only together musically, but in 2004, that was it. What happened? Well, we'll hear about that in the musical special. But over the last 7 or 8 years, Tanya has been living in the vibrant music scene of Stockholm, Sweden, where she's been a solo artist, feature vocalist with DJs and international releases involved in those as well, and full-time songwriting for outside projects. James Roche, the other half of Bachelor Girl, well, he stayed in Australia, based himself in Australia for a little while, and then he headed to London, where he was involved in writing and producing for various local and UK artists, TV and film. In mid-2017, James decided he'd take a 3-week trip to Stockholm to catch up with his former musical partner. And they caught up and they've been writing and recording. They've been involved also with Swedish writers and producers. And out of these wonderful songwriting sessions came much of their brand new album, including the first single to be released, and that's called Speak. And you'll hear that on our special tonight. It's an amazing first single for these guys. Tanya Doko, welcome to Fab FM.
So good to see you.
Good to see you. After, we thought we would never, ever see you again, but you've bobbed up. And let's go on a little bit of a, you know, journey here.
Let's do it.
When you started and you had that number one hit, what was it like?
It was the greatest start you could imagine. So it was sort of like the stuff that where you really need to pinch yourself and say, is this real? And we didn't know anything else, and it was so well received, and the radio just played it and played it and played it, and it got us around the world, you know, to places like Sweden and Norway, which is, of course, where I now live in Sweden, to the US and all through Asia. So it was, like I said, the most fabulous start you could wish for.
Well, I played a little bit of Buses and Trains at the beginning of this special, but now let's play it. Would you like to introduce it?
Sure. This is a song that James wrote about my life in my 20s and all the crazy relationships I'd have that I'd keep diving in to because it felt so good. I want to do it again. Here it is, Buses and Trains.
Hey, Mom, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you teach me a thing or two? You just let me go. My car gone insane, and it felt so good.
buses and trains there. Now we come to Treat Me Good.
Well, Treat Me Good was the sort of a melancholic sister of buses and trains. It's a real statement about how much we need to stand for ourselves. And if we don't, you know, if we don't understand our own value, no one else will. Hence the list of don't use me, don't tease me, don't patronise me. And very sarcastic chorus, you know, you can treat me good anytime you like. And it ended up being an important song for us on a more serious note with some of the audiences we'd played to who were, you know, at-risk young people, drug-affected kids who, you know, had no parental support. So I'm so glad that that's in our repertoire because it stands up today and it really means something. So I'm really proud of that song.
Don't use me, don't tease me, don't hurt me, don't mess with my head, don't flaunt me, don't laugh at me, talk about me. Time you like, show me some kindness if I'm lucky tonight. You can
Treat Me Good there from Tanya Doko as part of Bachelor Girl. And we're talking with her tonight on Fab FM as part of our music special. So let's go to the next one. And lucky me. Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. We filmed the Lucky Me video in a shopping centre. It's very sort of appropriate because it was just a real piss take on the materialism and how much we're sort of governed by it and we need all these things to feel good, which of course we don't, but we fall in the trap. Really, really smart lyric by James. And I guess the fun brother, I don't know why I'm talking siblings now with you, but the fun brother to treat me good, we sort of got a bit more lighthearted and in a way, like we didn't know it exactly at the time, but these singles one by one really kind of reinforced what we do out there, what we really stand for, and that's a lyric that people can really that moves people, makes them laugh, makes them cry, makes them think. And now we sort of have to live up to that reputation with the new material.
Lucky me.
There's another song I want to play, I'm Just a Girl. Now, if anybody wants to go on and look at the YouTube clip, you're arriving at an airport and all the security and everybody's getting out of your way. Tell us about that song, I'm Just a Girl. And that was the last song, really, before you guys split up.
There was another song, Drowning Not Waving. I'm Just a Girl was the first single off the second album, the difficult second album. And we really did play on, you know, I'm a girl arriving on an all-male planet. And we chose Melbourne Airport, which cost us a fortune, by the way. It was when Ansett went down. Yeah, it was a really
2001.
Tumultuous time. Yeah, it was not long after 9/11. Ansett went down. It cost like literally like $20,000 just to get the space. Go figure. The kind of numbers that the record companies would spend in those days. You'd never spend that much these days. I mean, unless you're Beyonce or something. Anyway, you heard it first. So we used the Ansett terminal, and I think that money actually contributed to some of their, you know, the losses. So that was good. Some of the staff got paid because of our, you know, our video. And, yeah, it was a fun take on don't try to understand me, I'm just a girl, you know. You think I'm an X-File, but I'm just a girl, you know. Again, James wrote that. That's not a song I co-wrote, but James observed me. I think he had a verse for his ex-wife, a verse for his current girlfriend, and a verse for me. So we're just like pawns for his songwriting, or muses. That's maybe a nicer word to use.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm just a girl. Concerned with my hair, I might need comfort more than my share. I might seem to follow fashion, but claim that I don't care. My heart is your best friend when it rules my head. I might wanna talk a lot, don't ask me why, and I'll get impatient. You don't reply. I might always search for something wrong. I want you to deny. And if you love me, just stay close and hold me when I cry. Don't try to understand me. I'm just a girl. One of the greatest mysteries you'll find in this world. I'm not hard to handle. Go my own way. And it's when I hurt the most, I swear I'm okay. And it's always when you least expect, I say I wanna stay. Might take just a single kiss to steal my heart.
I'm Just a Girl There. Now, there's another song called Permission to Shine.
That's right, Permission to Shine. So that was a Clive Davis Arista Records find. So we didn't write that song. And when we first heard it, we thought, this is so optimistic and, with all due respect, American in the sense of, you know, shine a little light on the world. And it was almost too bright and happy for us. But we made our own version and it felt right. Turns out Clive Davis knows what he's doing because it was our second biggest single after Buses and Trains. And I think, again, it just plays on the downtrodden soul that if you don't give yourself that permission, no one else will. You know, it's nobody's going to kind of, you know, make you feel good. You've got to find it in yourself. You've got to do what makes you happy and, you know, get rid of the negative crap out of your life. And, yeah, we were really – and I've sung that in juvenile detention. I've sung it to kids who have been pretty drug affected. And, again, an important song in their repertoire because through the years, you know, songs can date, production can date, but if it means something, that never gets old. And here it is, Permission to Shine.
A little bit different this time.
course, you're churning out the hits. You suddenly split. You guys, James Roche and you, split. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for that? That was 2004.
Yes. It wasn't really, you know, I've had enough of you and I don't want to work with you anymore. We were subject to some outside music business pressures and a declining record market, record sales. And a lot of artists were let go of at the time that you wouldn't believe, like they're very established artists. And we were one of them, to tell the truth. But we had a very, very good run. I mean, we'd been working together for 12 years. So in hindsight, I think it was a really good thing. Not that we didn't get to make records anymore, but we got to explore other music ventures. Because I can honestly say that if I'd only done Bachelor Girl for 20 years, it'd be a little boring. I'd need to try other ventures. It's like having the same job all your life. It's not really going to grow you or develop you. So I got the appetite back. We did a Sydney Opera House gig, Australia Day, 2 years ago. John Foreman was a good mate of ours, and he said, look, come and do Buses and Trains. It's a, you know, iconic Australian song. Really? Okay, it's an iconic Australian song. Let's do it. And then we found out not long after that APRA has noted it as the most successful, most played Australian composition in the last 25 years. We were approaching the 20-year anniversary, which is literally now, and we thought, you know what, let's get back together. And it was fun. We worked again.
Before you get back together, I've just got to...
I'm racing ahead.
You're racing ahead here. Just before you get back together, mm-hmm. James goes to London to do his thing, a bit of television, a bit of stuff like that. Mm. And then you head to Sweden.
Yes.
Now, I know IKEA's fantastic. I know their meatballs are good.
Yes.
But why Sweden?
Very good-looking people. Why else do you go there?
And you married her.
I did. I chose wisely. Oh, he is... like he's just, we were just talking before, weren't we, about needing to marry or needing to work with yin and yang, you know, your yang if you're yin. And I certainly did marry my opposite. But the Swedes are, they're a really creative bunch, but, you know, very sort of, sounds so clinical, but very effective and very productive. And because it's so cold, as opposed to, you know, this neck of the woods, 8 months of the year is quite a harsh winter by Australian standards. And I think, what else are they going to do but make music in their dungeons and their basements? And I really did respect, I mean, from the Max Martins to Abbas to, you know, you name it, Robin, the way they made pop music. It was just endearing to me. And also, as a lyricist myself, I found like a bit of a niche where obviously I'm a native speaker. So they had a kind of a need for, you know, more of us native English speakers in Stockholm. So it was a really nice marriage. And I ended up moving there and marrying my Swedish Viking, Daniel. And bore a child, Leo.
A Viking son.
That's right, that's right. And he's a Viking, all right? He's completely nuts.
All right, so now, okay, so you're there, you do the Australia Day concert. Now we come back to getting back together musically. So you guys have decided, yep, you're going to do your own thing separately, but you're also going to come together from time to time to do live gigs.
Yes.
That is fantastic. And to celebrate that, you have a brand new single out, which we're going to play. It's already been on our playlist for a little bit, but we'll play it again tonight. Now, Speak. Mm. Honestly, I've told you this before we did this interview. I just love this song. Tell us what it's about and how it came about.
Can I ask you a question? What do you get out of Speak when you hear it? Throwing back to the interviewer here, but I'm curious because we've just unleashed it, so I'm so into what other people get from it, apart from, you know, the obvious please open up. But what does it mean for you?
First time I heard it, I actually got a tear in the eye, and I got all that goosey feeling, and I'm getting it back just now.
Wow.
Thinking about it, was that I saw some of the people in that video clip that their lives are on their faces. And some people need to speak up about things. Technology is great.
Yes.
But we need to connect as human beings and talk to each other.
Yes, we do.
And some people are in awful situations.
Yes.
And we need to sometimes talk to those people as well. Talk to each other. That's what I got out of the song. I got an emotional whack over the face.
Well, you get an A+ for that answer. That's exactly the mission. You know, that's really what we wanted to achieve with the song, to penetrate through the defences, and even just a little day sharing, you know, just conversations like this. You cannot replace face-to-face or real conversation. Thank goodness we have technology so I can actually speak to my family from Sweden to Australia. But I have to say the distance, it's tough, you know. So that's just an everyday thing. But then you get the more grave issues like depression and suicidal thoughts, bullying. I don't know if you know a show called 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, and it really does. It's very, very confronting television. It's a series, an American made for Netflix. And it deals with a girl, unfortunately, who suicides, and she leaves 13 tapes or 13 reasons why she did it. And it really does exemplify the negative, the grave consequences when you don't speak.
And social media tends to isolate people.
That's right. Look, I mean, there are studies showing that since we can't say conclusively, but there are studies showing that since the onset of a smartphone, we're getting more depressed as people generally. Now, you could also argue that at least it's an avenue for young people especially to speak up. And that's really good. But I think what it also does is has people just live in the virtual world rather than the real world. And then there's all the cyberbullying, and then there's all the comparison game. You know, I don't have those things, so I'm a lesser person. So it's not to say screw technology and we should all throw our phones out. That ain't going to happen. But we really have to, especially with our young people and toddlers, you know, start from early age, really monitor the amount of time, you know, that we, you know, an iPad shouldn't be a babysitter for hours and hours. They just become zombies.
That's right. And as I said, social media often isolates people because you could be on Facebook and have all these friends, but they're not friends that are sitting next to you, talking to you, or sometimes even care about you. They like you because that's what you do.
Look, this liking game, again, obviously launching Bachelor Girl again, I too need to play the game of social media. It is inescapable. But I have a new rule in my own house because I was becoming addicted to the smartphone like many of us. 9 o'clock at night, phone is off, and it doesn't come back on until I wake up, and it's not beside my bed. Because I was waking up during the night, you know, I have a child, so, you know, the sleep's never consistent, and I'd, you know, look at the phone from bed and get my Australian emails, et cetera, and start engaging at 4 a.m. and then wonder why I can't go back to sleep. Because after you've had that screen flash at you, it can take another 30 minutes, like scientifically, to relax again. Because your eyes are so stimulated, so it's so many negative effects. But of not speaking in real life, like if you don't have, I'm not saying that. I think speaking on the phone is fantastic, but speak, like actually have a conversation with somebody, and not just live in the virtual digital world. And I think it's important. You feel replenished. Like it's. I've read this thing recently called the healthy mind platter, and they say you need social time, downtime, in time, outdoor time. That's all these things should be a part of your everyday. If you think about how much you don't do that every day and then wonder why you feel a bit flat, that's why.
Speak. And finally, we get to hear the song. But for people now, after hearing Tanya talk about it, listen to these words of speak as we play the song right now on Fab FM.
Sometimes what needs to be said don't suit the phone. It can't
can't be written down. It needs more. Big things can't be made small. They have a weight. You have a burden now. Drags you down.
Well, that is Speak, a great single. Good luck with that. I hope people get onto iTunes and download that like absolute crazy.
And there's also Spotify these days. Spotify has taken off in Australia finally, but, you know, where I live, they invented Spotify in Sweden, you know, in 2009.
They're clever people.
What can I say? But, you know, they have a really bad winters and we don't, so there you go.
We wouldn't know anything about that in Port Douglas.
No, it's exactly. This is the place to be.
It is. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you with Bachelor Girl, Tanya Zdoko, and anybody who's, you know, contemplating buying this song, buy this song, but go back over the work, the body of work of Bachelor Girl, because I suggest you do that, because that's what I did when I was researching this. I went back over your body of work.
Of course, the 90s are all back in fashion, you know, so go figure. It's, again, if we'd sort of come back with a record 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been as romantic and fun, but we thought we'd wait 20 years to come back, and now we're celebrating this anniversary, you see.
Tanya Zdoko, Bachelor Girl, it has been an absolute pleasure and an honour to talk with you. I love your body of work, love your new stuff, and you'll certainly hear it on Fab FM. Thanks for your time this evening on our music special.
Love the name of the station. I mean, could you get a better name than Fab FM? It's been a hoot. Thank you.